Love Talk Radio.
I was created to make your praise glorious. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've tuned into, hallelujah, the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And glory to God. This is the first Sunday of the new year. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has brought us from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For his many blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, hallelujah, we just want to let you know, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, that you tuned into this victory celebration, hallelujah, because we got the victory, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for that, hallelujah. And right now, we want Pastor Peaches, if you would, give out housekeeping suggestions to the listening audience. God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
Praise God for the first Sunday in 2022.
Oh, my.
God will see us through. Hallelujah. In 2022.
All right.
Hallelujah. Get your textbook, which is the Bible, the Word of God. Hallelujah. So you can follow along with the teachers as they try and teach you something not the Word of God. Get your composition notebook. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Your ink pens, your paper, your pencils, everything you need to jot down notes. And jot down whatever God may even drop in your spirit at the same time.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to miss anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can even write down what you may even see in the scripture.
Hallelujah.
God may show you something in the scripture we not even mentioning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't have a monopoly on the word of God.
Hallelujah. You go, girl. Hallelujah.
Get your communion element.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your cracker, your toast, your bread. Get something to drink. Water, soda, milk, whatever you're gonna partake while we are doing the same thing, while we're taking communion, and get those people in mind that you want to stay in proxy for. Hallelujah. You're gonna put before God. Even think of the people. Get these other people in your mind even now.
Hallelujah.
You can put their names up in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
And call their names out while we're praying. While we're calling names out to the Lord, you can be doing the same thing. Hallelujah. And our services for a while will be just the way it is today. They will not be live. But you just keep us in prayer, and we will be praising God just the way we are right now. Over the phone. Hallelujah. Still praising God.
Hallelujah. Lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Were you finished, Pastor Peter?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, and as Pastor Peter has shared, get the names of people that you know are being troubled. They're going through right now. They're sick. They're on a sick bed. They may be incarcerated. They may need a new house, a new home, a new car, hallelujah, a new job, and they may need a job, hallelujah, and they may need family restoration. They may, whatever their need, and they're standing in the need of divine intervention, hallelujah, hallelujah, because see, what we're going to do, when the praises go up,
the blessings come down, hallelujah.
And see, we're going to place people's names into the atmosphere of blessings.
Yeah.
As we share their names, and you can share the names that's on your heart along with us. Hallelujah. This is a time for, what do you call it, audience participation.
Okay.
This is time for you to participate in the service right now. Put these names up into the atmosphere, and don't look, if you want to share somebody's name that we already mentioned, that's all right. Because the more people that are calling on God in Jesus' name to bless somebody, the more blessings that praise is going to receive. So it's okay to repeat what we said. Hallelujah. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches? Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
All right. Well, bless God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
In the beginning,
hallelujah,
God created the heavens and the earth.
Hallelujah.
That time the earth
without
form.
Willie Macy, the bird.
Hallelujah.
Dr. Earl Bird.
And then Blackrock.
And then
Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Suda and
Lisa
and Danya.
That's Catamonte.
And Bianca.
That's
Hallelujah.
Austin.
Brother Dolores and Ronald.
Andrew.
And Yvette.
Angela Smith.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Apostle Justin Harper.
James Banks.
Right Smith. Hallelujah. Glory.
Debate.
Apostle Evan. Glory to God.
Wayne Battle. Speckles. Sarah Bell.
Dr. Sarah Harper.
Sarah Bennett. Thomas Bennett. Aaron Bostick. Dr. Blackwell. Linda Blackwell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sydney Boney.
Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Elder T.B. Stevenson. Cynthia. Hallelujah.
Bostick. Sir Bright.
Name of the Lord.
Brittany, Denise Brown, Margaret Brown.
Theodore Gross, hallelujah.
Karen Bucknor.
Betty Christmas.
Amy Weatherby.
Francis, hallelujah.
Butler.
Smith. Manchester. Hallelujah. Darlene Smith. Gary.
Lisa Bird. Audrey.
Hallelujah. Harry Warsaw. Maisha Warsaw.
Jeffrey.
Margaret Brown. Evangelist Margaret.
Emily Bird.
Hallelujah. Pastor John C. Hallelujah.
Mary Campbell.
Ronnie.
Ed Carmen.
Hallelujah.
Ed Shocker.
Hallelujah.
Donald Carter. Donald Carter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mr. Cedric.
Corinthians John.
Corn Chase.
Heather John. James John.
Peter.
Corn John. Janetta McCoy. Brian McCoy.
Brenda Clark.
Mary
Cleveland.
Angela Flanagan. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Cecilia Cole. Marcella Cole.
Lavonda Shelton. Michael Shelton. Deborah Thomas. Hallelujah. Marie Thomas.
Grace Austin.
Thomas J.R. Hallelujah.
Mary Crenshaw.
Hallelujah.
Daniel Curtis. Danielle.
And Trayvon. Hallelujah. Earl. Another Earl.
Elijah.
And another Earl.
Thomas Curtis.
God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God.
Davis. Hallelujah.
Sarah Bright. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hey, Jenkins.
Hallelujah. Pamela.
Johnson. Bertha Johnson. Corey.
Hallelujah. Danielle. Another Danielle. Another.
Mina. Rachel. India.
Dominique. And a Nikki.
Esther Jones.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Steve Jones. Mikey Jones.
Another Elijah.
Antonio Jones.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Danielle Lawson.
Nick
Lockhart. Michael Mann.
And Oscar. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Pamela Massey.
Yes,
Curtis. Chris Massey. Xavier Malachi Ramey.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James. Hallelujah.
Teresa.
Olivia James. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kevin.
Margie Mercer. Pastor Mike. Pastor Peggy.
Cherry Barber, hallelujah.
Lee Moss.
Miles, hallelujah.
Sally Montrose.
Glory to God.
Kathy Moody.
Miles, hallelujah.
Linda Moore.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Kenneth Morris.
Thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Moses.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Mr.
Hallelujah, bless the Lord.
Elder Miles, Mr. Manny.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Mr. Owens.
John Wilson.
Malik Perry. Anthony Pounds.
Gloria
Pratt. Hallelujah. Ronnie Raheem. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Rena.
Bless the name of
God. Hallelujah. Helena Russell.
Agnes. Agnes Hart. Hallelujah.
Sheila. Miss Sherman.
Mr. Carl Pierce. Mr. Clark Pierce.
Linda Smith.
Pastor Lewis Wright.
Linda.
Pastor Viola Wright. Sister Lorena Johnson.
Thank you, Jesus. Cheryl Sutton.
Hallelujah.
Walter Tola.
I got a young boy. Hallelujah,
bro. Sheila Woodley.
Hallelujah,
bro. Brenda Wright.
Spencer.
Ola Wright. Regina Talitha Wright.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, we bless your name, O God. We lift your name, O God. We lift your name, O God. We magnify your name, O God. We bless your name, O God. God, I want you to get in there. The hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I know there are others right now. Hallelujah. Feeling the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Look here. They're feeling a healing. They're able to move and to do things they couldn't do before. Hallelujah. We place their names up into the atmosphere of blessings. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for touching our bodies from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. We thank you, Lord, for stepping into their circumstances, their situations, their conditions, the events and affairs of their lives. Hallelujah. Divine intervention. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We realize that you're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And after this next election, we'll have none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird share the pastor's corner on today. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He spoke it to the darkness and created the light. In judgment and wrath, he poured out on Sodom mercy and grace. He gave us at the cross a hope we've not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. It makes me want to sing.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Awesome God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is worthy.
Yes,
he will not share his glory with any.
Hallelujah.
God is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
From the rising of the sun until the going down the same, his name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the first Sunday in 2022. Hallelujah. I remember when 1999 was going out, and everybody was saying, oh, the computers are going to crash. And everybody was bottling water and doing all these things because they said, this is going to go wrong, that's going to go wrong. Everything was in the hands of the Lord. None of those things happened. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. They were setting goals and all in 2000. In 1999, they were setting goals in January of 2000. And these people still setting goals, that's what they do, the beginning of the year. Hallelujah. Okay, we're starting the race. Get on your mark. Get set. Go. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2:2-4 says, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's read Habakkuk 2. It says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie.
Hallelujah.
So it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we want to set some goals and we want to, we have some things in mind that we want to achieve, you know, what do we do? We make a to-do list. I can only speak for myself. I've been making to-do lists, God knows, I don't know how long, for the last 20, 30 years, making to-do lists of things that I need to accomplish in that day or things I want to accomplish in that span of time. And then after I finish, I accomplish it, I'm able to check it off. It makes me feel like I've accomplished something. But Habakkuk says, and Habakkuk 2 says, write the vision. Okay, what vision what do we want to accomplish in 2022? Okay, hallelujah. And sometimes we think, or the enemy will make you think, oh, that's so far off. How can you achieve that? How can you do that? That seems like so wow, so whatever. Okay, Psalms 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Hallelujah.
Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Hallelujah.
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 And verse 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do you delight yourself in the Lord? Get into his word. Do what you know, what God is letting you, what's in your heart, what he has dropped in your heart to do. Get into his word. Get around the saints of God. Do, minister to others. Serve the Lord. The way you serve God, you're serving other people. Hallelujah. Look around. You see other people have some needs, serve them. Don't worry about what's going to get in your pockets, because God is going to fill your pockets.
Hallelujah.
God's going to take care of you because you're going to take care of the people of God. And that's one way to even draw people unto God, by taking care of their needs. Because God knows you sure enough can't preach to them. If they're belly growling, or if they have some needs and you profess in the name of Jesus and you aren't taking care of the natural need, don't even preach to me if my stomach growling and I'm hungry, okay? Because them growls are going to be louder than what you say. All I'm going to hear come out your mouth is blah, 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 because my stomach growling is so loud that I'm hungry. Okay? So therefore, somebody that's not saved, somebody that's out there in the world, and you want to show them Jesus, see what need they have.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that you care about them naturally. And God will open the door for you to minister to them about this spirit or spiritually. Mark my word.
Yes.
Mark 11, let's go to Mark 11, 22 through 26. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 22
uh-huh.
says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God.
Yes.
For I say, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive.
Hallelujah.
If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We all standing in need of something.
Mm-hmm.
Do not allow unforgiveness to block your blessings.
Whoa, yes.
Do not allow unforgiveness to block your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Do not allow unforgiveness to block your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I am so careful in this. If I think I've done something to offend my husband, I say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I may have an attitude. He may not even know anything about it, but you know what? I'm so scared that I'm going to pray, and God's not going to hear me. I say, Lord, oh, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me.
Praise the Lord.
My husband may not even know about it. But I know about it, and the Lord knows about it. It's between me and Jesus. And then God knows I don't want anything. Is I may be somewhere, hemmed up somewhere, and I need God to answer me real quick. And I need Jesus to answer me. I need Jesus. No. And a wife can do things that will hinder the prayer, her prayers. Her attitude towards her husband can hinder her prayer. And you know what? And then when it comes to anybody else, we can hold unforgiveness. They did such and such to me. Oh, wow, gee, baby, when it happened. 1957, I remember like it was yesterday. Say, what? And how old are you? Yeah, so you going before God, praying, believing God, and you expect your prayers to be answered?
Oh, my.
No, tell the enemy, say, Lord, forgive me. Father, forgive me. And then whenever this thing keep coming to your mind and it seems like you just can't get over it, keep telling God, Lord, I put it, it's under the blood in the name of Jesus. Father, I forgive. And sometimes we have to start saying, I forgive by faith. Don't expect you to feel like, oh, I forgive. It's done. Sometimes I know the situation I had to say it over and over because it hurt something. I was hurt by so badly. I said, Lord, I forgive him. I'm not talking about my husband. Somebody else had hurt me so bad, and I was just sitting, and it just crushed my heart. And I was saying, Lord, I forgive him. Lord, I forgive him. Every time the thought came to my mind, I said, Lord, I forgive him. Lord, I forgive him.
Hallelujah.
And then you know what? And it had to get from my mouth down into my heart.
Yes.
And you know how I knew that it had gotten down in my heart, and I was saying it with sincerity, but I knew that, oh, when I saw that person, and my heart rejoiced because I was glad to see that person.
All
right.
And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, Lord, because we had to, don't you know unforgiveness can be just like a great big mountain? Tell that mountain, cast that mountain down into the sea. Nothing is worth standing before you and Jesus. There's a song, nothing between my soul and my Savior. That's something, no, it's not, nothing is worth that.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is worth that. When you go before the Father, what if somebody call, if you're holding a grudge in your heart, what if somebody call you up and say, oh, sister, oh, brother, I need prayer right now. Such and such is going on. How can you go before the throne for somebody else and you holding something in your heart?
Hallelujah.
Do you think God's going to hear your prayers? You need to go before God for yourself first.
Hallelujah.
Clean up yourself first.
Hallelujah.
And then you'll be able to go to God for somebody else. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow anything to stop you in 2022 from getting what God has for you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Some of us have been standing before God for a long time, believing for some things. Make sure there's nothing blocking. Make sure that you don't, there's nothing there holding, make sure you don't have anything in your heart. If you think it is,
mm-hmm.
say, Lord, forgive me. And
mm-hmm.
ain't going to hurt nothing. Just keep on saying, Lord, I forgive that person. Such it happened. Lord, I forgive that person. Some thoughts come to your mind. Lord, I forgive that person. Son of the blood. I forgive him, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I forgive him, Jesus. Make sure your slate is clean.
Hallelujah.
Make sure your slate is clean so that when you call on the Lord, when you pray, there's nothing to block it. There's nothing blocking your prayers. Hallelujah. Nothing blocking your blessings. Hallelujah. You can't stop what somebody else is doing, what somebody else holding in their heart, but you sure enough can stop. You can monitor what is going on in your own.
Yes.
Say, Lord, if there's something, Lord God, that I'm holding, show me. Show me, Lord, if there's something that I'm doing to stop things from going the way I need them to go, the way I desire them to go, the way the Lord God, show me. Show me where I need to come up, Lord. Forgive me, Father, and show me where I need to come up in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And thank you, God, for your mercy. Hallelujah. Don't you know the Lord's Prayer say, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors?
Hallelujah.
As we forgive our debtors.
Hallelujah.
So forgive me, Lord, as I forgive others.
Mm.
If you don't forgive others, how do you think you are going to be forgiven?
Yes.
That's the word.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank God for his mercy. Back to you, Bishop.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word, that pastor's corner, Pastor Peaches, that was right on. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word today. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want you to understand this. The heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. And the hands of God is the church. That's us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Praise God.
I need to ask you a question, Pastor.
All right, Pastor.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
I need to ask you a question. Who's in the house?
Jesus! They sins in the house!
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Bishop B.T. Byrd along with Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd, and we're just having a time in the Lord today. The first Sunday of the new year, the calendar year. This is awesome. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, you were the number one answer person in 2021. And we're going to start this year off pretty good, too. And we're going to ask you, Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
It's howdy doody time.
Oh, Lord. We're going to have to kick you back to 2021.
Communion time.
Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Howdy doody is gone. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Communion time. Hallelujah.
It's not doing good like a medicine.
It does. It does. It does. It really does. And I know a lot of people, you know, they say, wow, they deal with this like it's like an everyday thing. But for us, it's every day. We do communion every day. Hallelujah, because it's a meal that heals. And we want to be healed every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to be whole every day. Hallelujah. We want to be healthy every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's your turn to join us in Holy Communion. Hallelujah. And if you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. For this is the meal that heals. Hallelujah. This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them, O God. We ask that you bless it, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, your word says in the text, hallelujah, glory to God, to examine ourselves. And we're doing just that right now, O God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God. You are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Again, your word says to examine yourselves, and we do that. We do that again. Hallelujah. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14. Hallelujah. And Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And Numbers 23:19, hallelujah. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke it out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, glory to God. Hallelujah. He took the bread. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For our healing already.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word says, in St. Luke 4:18, in Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives.
Thank you.
Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, north, east, south, and west, in that home, on that job, in that community, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in that country, hallelujah, in that state, that province, right now, in Jesus' name. Your word said, in Matthew 15:26, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, and Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children, and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. This is my new promises. This is my new gifts. This is my new inheritance that I'm leaving with you and giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Glory to God. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake us. When I see the blood, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. The mistakes, our forefathers, and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to nought, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Eliminates, hallelujah. Utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex
We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties.
Hallelujah.
Cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Bear to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to
his name.
And glory
to his name, precious name.
Glory
to his name, precious name.
Bear
to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, in our extended family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We speak for those that don't even have sense enough to call on your name themselves. Those who are far and those who are close, hallelujah. Those who are in rebellion. Those who just don't desire right now to call on your Lord. We stand in the gap for them. We stand in the place for them as if they are saying what we are saying, oh God. Hallelujah. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of
integrity and truth,
mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry that helps. We are brilliant.
Awesome. Amazing.
We're powerful, perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Now to him who's able to keep
us from falling
and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I need you to help me just one more time. I need to ask you a question again. I know sometimes, you know, people ask a lot of questions, and sometimes other people get tired of all the questions that have been asked them, but I just need to ask one more question. Can I ask one more question?
Yes, you can ask just one more question.
I better get it right.
Try me.
Well, what time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, blessed be God. She's a poet and didn't know it. Hallelujah. Maybe she does know it. You do know. Oh, that's right. It was one question. I can't ask you another question, at least not right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take this responsibility or this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Use us for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save and fill with your Holy Spirit right now, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on every good seed sown tonight, today, oh God. Let it give back 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root. We bind you in Jesus' name. You are defeated, foe. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic you have to steal, kill, or destroy in our lives, the lives of every listener to this program, to this service, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I want you to read those scriptures that we had. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Matthew 6, verse 33. Mm-hmm. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, James chapter 5, verse 14, and chapter 12, verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, verse 10, Galatians 5, verses 16 and 25.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 4, verse 13.
Mm.
And Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
Hallelujah. Now, if you need to get those numbers, the addresses of those scriptures, if you didn't get them all, you can call after the service is over, and she'll be glad to give them to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The first scripture, I want you to read that, and then I'm going to tell you what we're talking about.
Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
At this time of year, usually the end of a year, the beginning of a new year, we start doing resolutions, and Pastor Peaches mentioned a little bit about that. We set up goals or what we call resolutions for the new year. But this is indicative of what we should be setting up. First, before the new car, before the new job, before the new wife, watch out now, before the new husband, watch out now, before a new baby, or whatever it is that you want to put on your resolution list, this is what you ought to be doing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and his right standing. And you're going to have a tremendous breakthrough. Why? Because it said it. Read that scripture again so people can completely understand that.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Stop right there. Seek ye what?
First.
No, but I have some other things that I want to put on the resolution list. Seek ye what?
First, the kingdom of God.
But you don't understand. There's a lot of things that I didn't achieve in 2021. I want to really get that on my resolution list. But what did it say again?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And, go ahead.
And his righteousness.
And then what else?
All these things shall be added unto you.
Now what does all mean?
All, every.
In other words, that list that you wanted to compile, those things that you just, hallelujah, you'll be able to receive that. Why? Because you did what? Now it says,
sought the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And seek you first. First means first. What does first mean?
Above all others, first.
Yeah, I done asked you about two or three extra questions there. You said one more question. I done asked you three. But anyway, the bottom line is that that's where you begin, baby.
Right.
That's where you begin. Because everything's going to be added after you do this. That's going to, if you do it God's way, there will be an awesome breakthrough in 2022. Oh, repeat that after me. There's going to be an awesome breakthrough.
It's going to be an awesome breakthrough.
In 2022.
2022.
In my life.
In my life.
In my children's life.
Children's life.
In my family's life.
A family's life.
In my church's life. Hallelujah.
Church's life. Hallelujah. Thank you.
An awesome breakthrough. Breakthrough. Sometimes in y'all remember the 1849, they discovered gold in California. That's why they call them the 49ers. And they were digging in these holes, and then they kind of broke through. And then when they looked, they saw the gold, you know, that they were looking for. A breakthrough. They will discover stuff that you looking for, stuff that you were missing out of the puzzle. Hallelujah. It is time for you to get your priorities straight. See, the reason why some of you haven't received all from God is that you got your priorities jangled up. You done put the cart before the horse. You done said, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. You said, gimme, 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 my name is Kimmy. You done put the cart before the horse. Now, again, Matthew 6:33 says, first,
seek ye.
Is that right? Or does it say second?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Seek ye first.
First.
And see, you wonder why you haven't gotten what you asked God for, because you didn't put him first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. What else should I tell you about? What's the next scripture?
Galatians 5:22-23.
Okay, stop right there. There's a path. There is a path that will lead you to his righteousness. It comes with first turning yourself over to God, surrendering to God, asking Jesus to come into your life, to make you a new creature. See, you're a new creature. You have a new walk, a new talk, a new thought life, a new kind of listening you do. You're sensitive to the Spirit. Hallelujah. The path to God's righteousness, to the kingdom of God, is manifested by receiving the Holy Spirit and then walking down that path. The path is found in Galatians 5:22-23. What's that path?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
The reason why a lot of you folks, some of the your prayers haven't been answered, because you ain't started down that path. The first thing is what?
Love.
And the Bible says, glory to God, that if you say you love God and you hate your brother, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. That's what the Word of God says. So look here. So you up there hating somebody. I don't care what they done. I don't care who they done it to. Bible says you owe no man but to love them. First thing is love. You got see that love, that's from your heart. You got the path. You got to walk down the path of love. But you don't understand. I'm going through, and all of us are going through. We all live in the same world, unless some of y'all live on Mars and you're just visiting here. But as far as I know, all of y'all still live on planet Earth along with me and my wife and my cat. Hallelujah, glory to God. We live on planet Earth. So glory to God. So love is a principle, an attribute. And the first step to walking to the path that would lead you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it starts with love. John 3:16, for God so loved. Hallelujah. Mark 12:30, you must love the Lord your God. Love. If you go through this life, you're trying to start off some resolutions, and you don't start off with love, you ain't walking up the right path. In fact, you walking up, if you got hatred in your heart, you should have left that all on the other side. Left all that mess on the other side of the year. You're in a new year. There ought to be a new year. You used to hate some folks. You used to hate that landlord that gave you a lot of trouble and didn't fix the stuff up and then charge you double for your rent. Hallelujah. Oh. And you hated him. You better take that hate out of it because, see, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Amen.
Hatred is not going to get rid of hatred.
Amen.
Hatred is not going to get rid of bad actions and actors. And circumstances. Only love is an eternal eraser. My Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. Hallelujah. Love. And then it talks about joy. And you know what joy stands for? Jesus over you. See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, I don't feel too good today. Hallelujah, glory to God. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. Let me get some joy. Let me get that zeal I had when I first, you know, it used to be a song. Pastor Pete, you remember that song? I said, take me back to when I first met him.
First received you.
First received. I'm not talking about, you know, going back to the, you know, talking about that joy and that zeal and that eagerness, that earnestness, that's out. You sold out to God. You were just happy. I mean, look here. The pastor show up at the church and you sitting on the steps waiting for him to unlock the door. Come on now, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah, God. You remember? Hallelujah. The pastor asked, look here, I need somebody to scrub the toilets, and your hand went up real fast. Hallelujah. You go the volunteer. You were just like Obed Edom in the Bible. Hallelujah. Whatever, keep close to the anointing. You volunteered for everything. You sang on the choir. You were part of the psalmist. You were the usher. Hallelujah. You were the custodian. Hallelujah. You parked cars in the parking lot. You did everything to stay near the anointing. That's joy. Hallelujah. See, joy doesn't come out from the outside. It comes from inside, realizing that what God has already done and what he's doing and what he's going to do for you. Then, hallelujah, you go down that road, peace. Peace. He gives you peace.
Hallelujah.
Well, how do you hear from the Lord? Because God gives you peace. The devil can't give you peace.
Amen, amen.
He gives you aggravation. He gives you confusion. He gives you frustration. He gives you anger and hatred and bitterness and wrath and depression. But God gives you peace.
Yes.
Mm. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience. That's from the inside. Don't you ask God for patience, because what the Bible says?
Tribulation.
Work of patience. Oh, you want some patience? Oh, Lord, give me patience. Lord, chill. You got to be careful what you ask for. You understand? You develop patience on yourself. Long suffering. Be patient with yourself and with others. Because they ain't at the same place you are. And then you're not at the same place as somebody else is. So you got to be patient with yourself and patient with others. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gentleness. You need to be gentle with yourself and with your family, with others. Gentle. In other words, you know, there's some folks, now, I tell you, there's some preachers that are gentle with their members, or they're sweet. I mean, like honey fall off the, out of their mouths. I mean, they're so sweet. And on the way to church and on the way home from church and at home, they're screaming and yelling at their wife and at the children. They kick the dog and lock the cat down the basement. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be gentle with one another. Does that mean you talk like soup? No, it just means you be gentle. You ain't banging somebody in the head with a hammer. You be gentle with folks. They say something, you know, blah, 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 blah. You don't be curt with them. You don't be snappy. You know, snappy pappy. You don't be snappy pappy. You share, you talk, you flow. Hallelujah. Goodness. You look at something to give to somebody else. You ain't going to get blessed unless you be a blessing. You ain't going to get no harvest if you don't plant no seed.
All right.
Goodness is a seed. I need. Give me. My name is Jimmy. And you don't plant a seed. If you got a need, you need to plant a seed.
Amen.
Faith is trust in God. Trust in his word. How you going to trust God? You can't even pick up the Bible and at least read one scripture a day.
Mm.
2-3 days and you haven't opened up the Bible, or you haven't looked up on your cell phone. Looked up a scripture on your cell phone, and then you go to church and you shout all over the place, glory to God. You up to the Messiahs and you spit all over people, and you pick up to God the Bible once every 3-4 days. What's wrong with you? And then you wonder why your prayers aren't answered. You got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness means right thinking, right speaking, right doing, right listening, right walking. Glory to God. Meekness. So many people don't understand this meekness. That's strength under control. You got to be under control. You cannot be out of control and expect to be blessed. Just because you got power don't mean you got to wail it on everybody. Oh, do it because I said so. That's not goodness. That's not meekness. You can say it in a gentle way. You can do it because God says so. That's why it's good to say in the Word, because you can find anything, everything in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And that, well, God said this. I didn't say it. I didn't write it. I came too late to change it. God said, and temperance, keep your emotions under control. Your anger has wrecked homes, families, jobs, churches, communities, states, cities, countries. Anger. I'm angry at somebody. That means hatred, bitterness. That is not conducive to prosperity. That's not conducive to being blessed. You know, blessed means to be empowered to prosper. You ain't going to prosper being angry. Glory to God.
Help us, Lord.
That's the path. That's the path. Kingdom. Persecute the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The righteousness of God. That's it. All right, let's get another scripture real quick.
Matthew 6:6.
Read.
That says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet.
Okay, stop right there. There are four venues of prayer. There are nine types of prayer, and we're going to do a study on the nine types of prayer. But there are four venues for prayer. And you need to understand it. That some folks think that they can't get healed unless they go to the elders of the church. That's not true. There's some folks that think that they can't get healed unless they run across a gifting, you know, like the prophet or someone who flows the gift of healings or working of miracles. That's not true. This particular scripture, hallelujah, talks about the first venue, your secret closet prayer. Get you and the Lord, mano y mano, one-on-one. You get his word, and then you do what, hallelujah, Isaiah 43, verse 26 says, bring me into remembrance so you can be justified, so you can be right in what you are saying. Bring me, give me my word, in other words. Tell me what I say. Say what I said. Hallelujah. Solo. That's your secret cause of prayer. Then read the next scripture.
You want me to finish reading that verse?
Yeah, you can go finish reading that.
When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in heaven, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
Praise God. You get on his word. You share his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You bring him into remembrance, and see, you pray loud. See, you got to pray out loud in your secret closet because ain't nobody else there, right?
Right, just you and Jesus.
You could go ahead and say it out loud and pray and praise God and just magnify him. Hallelujah, and just keep on. And see, you got to understand this. When you ask God for something,
mm-hmm.
and it's according to his will because you ask in Jesus' name, and to the glory of God the Father, then you don't keep asking him for the same thing over and over again. But what you do, you go to, y'all don't have to do this, but you go to Matthew 21:22, you go to Mark 9:23, you go to hallelujah, Mark 11:24. In other words, you thank him.
Mm-hmm.
Believe. That's the faith part. You don't need faith to ask somebody for something, but you need faith to believe that you receive it. So when you go in your secret closet and you ask God, blah, 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 you don't go in, well, I asked you yesterday, I'm asking, after a while, it's going to get kind of really hard. You keep asking for the same thing. You asked me that already, but he wants you to thank him. Now, you can thank him every day.
Amen.
Eight times a day. In fact, you need to do that. Keep on thanking him until it manifests itself in your life. Thank you, Lord, for that new car. I thank you, Lord, for that new home. I thank you, Lord, for that new home. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. I thank you for that new home. I thank you every day. You keep on asking, for a new home. A new home. You'll never be settled because every day you'll be getting a new home. You'll be living one day in one house, another day another house. You're being evicted. What are you getting evicted every day? No, ask once and thank them as often as you can. Okay, what's that next scripture?
Hallelujah. Matthew 18:19.
Come on now.
Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Praise God. Glory to God. That's the prayer of agreement. You got to watch who you call to agree with you. If you call somebody that don't have no faith, if you call somebody that don't even believe that God is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, if you call somebody, you want to call somebody, say, you need a job. And so you want somebody to agree with you for a job. And you call somebody that's looking for a job already themselves, that might not be the best place to touch and agree with. Do you think so? What do you think, Pastor Peaches? you don't have a job. You want a job. They don't have a job, and they want a job. And you call them to pray with you. What they going to give you? They don't. Jesus. Mm. Call somebody who's working and who believe in the Lord. Call somebody. Go to you want a new house. Call somebody. You want prayer of agreement. Call somebody who got a house or got a new apartment or got a new whatever. And you get them. Make sure that they love the Lord. Hallelujah. And you get prayer of agreement with them. You call somebody got an eviction notice to touch and agree with you for an help us, Holy Ghost. Did you hear what I just said? That's not the person you want to call to touch and agree with you. You say, well, that's kind of rough, but Pastor Bird, maybe they have an anointing in their life. Hallelujah. I want to see this. Well, blessed be God. Find somebody who's powerful in the Lord and get them to touch and agree with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's a prayer of agreement. Hallelujah. And again, a lot of times, hallelujah. In fact, in James, it talks about we receive not because we ask amiss that it may be concealed upon our own love. A lot of times we don't get the answers to prayers because that's not the right kind of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We're not trying to be praying that God be glorified in our lives. We're praying for something else that will be concealed upon our own love. We're praying we may have the wrong equation. You pray, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you don't pray to Jesus. You pray to the Father through Jesus. Jesus is our intercessor. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. He's leaning over to the Father and Father, you know, that's one of mine that you're dealing with now. They just called on you. But we intercede for him right now. Bless. He is the intercessor, the intercessor, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read the next scripture.
James 5:14.
Yes.
If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
There's some folk who think that the only way they can get healed is that the elders of the church pray for them. See, that's a venue that you can get healed, but it's not the only one. You can get healed in the shower, praying to God in the shower, and God said, okay, it's your time. Hallelujah. You can get healed on the bus. Hallelujah. You can get healed on the subway. Come on now.
Thank you, Father.
You can get healed anyways in the park. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's a venue, laying hands on the sick, anointing them with oil. Yes, that's a way to get healed. Yes, but that's not the only way, saints. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to the next one.
1 Corinthians 12:9.
Okay, don't read that. Start reading at 1, verse 1.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
Stop right there. See, spiritual giftings are deposited by the Holy Spirit on certain individuals so that the body of Christ may be blessed. You can get healed by a spiritual gift someone possesses who lays hands on you. In other words, the four venues of prayer, hallelujah, glory to God, secret closet prayer, the prayer of agreement, the elders' prayer, and the giftings prayer. And those gifts, and go down to, I think, verse 4, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. I think it's...
Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Uh-huh.
And there are differences of administration,
uh-huh,
but the same Lord.
Uh-huh.
And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Uh-huh.
But to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit.
That's supernatural faith. Go ahead.
To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues.
Okay, you can stop there. They're giftings. They're people who have been given giftings. That's another venue by which you can be healed. Somebody coming up to you who has the gift of healing and lay their holy hands on you. Hallelujah. Somebody imparting the gift by the working of the Holy Spirit. Individuals don't operate this. These gifts are operated by the Holy Spirit through people. So, hallelujah, glory to God. Go ahead.
2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
It is... You want to have an awesome breakthrough in 2022. You got to have your thoughts, life right. Think on the things of God. Bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I read on.
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Hallelujah. That's what you think on. Hallelujah. Go to the next scripture.
Ephesians 4:29.
Hallelujah. I think we're going to have to stop now because somebody told me that the time is up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to have to complete this on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity. Hallelujah. Glory to God that we had to come into your homes. Father God, we thank you for...
Hallelujah.
Ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, O God, for the word that came forth. We ask, O God, that you give 36 and 100 fold in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, if you would.
Hallelujah. If you need to call to get the scriptures, please dial 410 844-5152, and I'll read the scriptures off to you. I'll give them to you again. If you'd like to drop us a line of communication through the mail, please address your envelope, Potter's House, R-O-R-Y-M-M, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah. If you'd like to pass from death unto life, repeat this prayer. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Saint of God, is that's what you are now. If you have prayed that prayer, the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. Give us a call. Let us know you need a Bible. You need the Word so you can read the Word of God every day. Hallelujah. Feel free to call us and let us know if you want us to stand in prayer, touch and agree with anything with you. 410-444-5152. Have a blessed week. See you Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.